Hey everyone, welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. In the Mobile User Acquisition Show, we feature interviews with the smartest folks in mobile and growth who share invaluable, actionable, tactical insights on every aspect of mobile growth and marketing, not to mention some adjacent areas just as well. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is presented by me, Shamant Rao, CEO of the mobile growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ, and produced by Karishma Sundaram, our superstar content marketing manager at Rocketship HQ. Each episode includes strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing that you can use to unlock tremendous growth for your app in a sustainable and capital-efficient manner.
Today's episode is a reading of an article I wrote for our friends at Liftoff back in 2019. While mobile marketing have come a long way since 2019 with platform changes, algorithm changes, and of course, Apple's privacy policy changes, this article is a useful reminder that many of the fundamentals and principles underlying scaling and mobile marketing don't change all that much. And these are some principles that I hope will be helpful for you in your own scaling efforts in this challenging time. So here we go. We should spend $0 for now. I went to the whiteboard and wrote the number zero. We were trying to figure out how much we should spend on our user acquisition initiatives. I had recommended that we not grow at all. This was the spring of 2015. I had joined a small app developer called Puzzle Social as the director of growth. Our team was just 5 full-time people, including myself and a couple of contractors. Our DAU numbers were small compared to the bigger games I had worked on in the past. My mandate was to help grow and scale the game, but here I was recommending that we actually not spend on growing the app. This was intentional. We eventually ended up spending and increasing our spend from 0 to 1.5 million per month, sustainably, and growing our revenues just as much. Consequently, we grew our daily active users 7x in under a year, and this was a trajectory that led to our acquisition by Zynga. This was a lot of trial and error before we made it work. Here are the key strategies that were successful for us. Number one, nailed retention before thinking of user acquisition. As you can imagine, the decision to spend zero was hard for me as the new director of growth. I knew it was the right thing to do because our retention wasn't quite there, and we did not know if our ad spend would come back in its entirety. But we were confident that after we nailed the retention piece, we could get to a point of sustainable economics and spend money with confidence. Number two is measure what truly matters. After we improved our retention, we opened up our acquisition efforts. Still, we knew we had to spend it responsibly. We had an LTV model that would tell us whether we were making our money back, but at the same time, LTVs and CPIs would be meaningless if we had no cash in the bank. We had to tread with care because LTVs represent revenues that would accrue over a 12-month period, and we would have to keep track of the metrics that ensured our short-term and long-term financial sustainability. Other than the LTV and CPI, we obsessed over the following metrics. Number one, of course, retention. We made sure to acquire high retention users only. We had built a high retaining game by going back to the drawing board after we had reduced the spend to zero. We wanted to make sure our users experienced it fully. This meant saying no to incentivized traffic, cheap traffic, or geos that wouldn't necessarily work long-term. Number two was DAU and revenue growth. We also looked at our high-level metrics every day and asked ourselves, are our user acquisition efforts driving DAU growth and revenue growth? Not just LTV sustainability. As we saw DAU and revenue curves slowly trend upwards, we became more comfortable spending and investing in our user acquisition activity. Then we gradually ramped our spending from 0 to 5 figures, 6 figures, and then 7 figures per month. The next was cash flow. Especially in our early days, we kept an eagle eye on our cash. As a small bootstrapped company, we could not risk coming close to running out of cash. Once we had built enough of a revenue cushion, there was obviously less pressure, but without a doubt, cash flow was a key determinant of how much we were willing to spend. The next key strategy was to test quickly and double down on what works. As we grew our user acquisition efforts, we tested channels quickly and aggressively. In the beginning, we started with 3 core channels, while separately running one or two small-scale experimental campaigns at a time. When we began to see consistently strong performance on a new channel we tested, we would immediately double down on it. We spent our effort and time on creatives, analytics, strategy, and planning, and increased our investment in the new channels to make them work. That's exactly how we scaled our overall UA spend to $1.5 million and on some of our key channels to over 200, 300K per month over this time. And the four was to diversify across multiple formats. We still needed to spend responsibly. Just because we were starting to see revenue growth, we could not take our foot off the pedal. We still looked at our revenue DAU charts daily and kept moving up to, and to the right. We expanded to newer acquisition channels, making sure we were investing in all ad formats, videos, social, search, playable, and display, and tailored a strategy for each format separately. As we opened our channel mix, our DAUs and revenues grew. As we grew to $1.5 million in revenue per month, our revenues grew in tandem, and we had 15 user acquisition partners in our acquisition mix, all of which led to our acquisition. So if you have a strong product with the potential to scale and grow, I hope you'll find some of the above pointers and strategies helpful in informing your own scaling strategy.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share. Thank you for listening, and I will look forward to sharing our next episode soon.